Okay, good evening. We'll carry on. Tonight's topic is going to be following yesterday's topic, which is picture number one. Today we're going to be speaking again about a similar but not identical scenario. We've got people living upstairs, people living downstairs. Tizimir Pesas. Was it page 48. I know, they're really helpful. They really are helpful.
You might ask to borrow that picture in a character.
There might be another Mishnah Berurah with pictures somewhere in the back. There was definitely a Dirsha one. Oh yeah, perfect. Very good. Okay. So there's people living upstairs, there's people living downstairs, and there's a chotzer, and then that leads to Eger Shuso Rabim. Okay, let's go through Siv basically, but I want to proceed all the way to Siv Dalad Mitzshem, and perhaps even start Siv Mitzshina involved. Okay, Im Lo Yirvu Yachad, we're talking about a continued. So look at picture number one, the top floor people, they did not make an oath together with the downstairs people. So im lo yirvu yachad, did not make a combined eruv. Top floor people with bottom floor people, they did not make an eruv together. V'yesh bechotzer, now what there is there is a, in the chotzer, imagine right next to the, in that chotzer, next to this ladder perhaps, tail, there is a mound, a
pile of earth, mound.
Yeah, a mound, a pile of earth. Now imagine, we're going to be talking about this pile of earth now, something which is piled up right next to the buildings. It is a tail, a mound, or yamut, or perhaps a pillar. Shum shutav ben shneim, and people want to use it together. Now, we're talking about a mound which is right next to the building, and people want to use it. And belongs to both the upstairs and the downstairs people. And again, this mound is right next to the building. Now, im einom gvoyim asor tfochim, if it is not 10 tfochim high. Harel nechshovim bein achotzer bein amepeses. If it is not 10 tefachim high, then harel nechshovim bein hachotzer uvein amirpeses, v'shneim asurim lohotzei shom kelim shivotehem. You want to know as to whether you can bring your pot and your spoons and your drink onto that mound. Perhaps you want to make a barbecue there. No good example for Shabbos. But you want to bring your sefer there. You want to just do something on that mound. Question is, can you bring something onto that mound? So now the discussion is that can you bring it onto that? So the halacha is that if it is higher than 10 tefachim, then what it means is that it belongs to both of them. It's both have access to it. To upstairs people, it's on their height, it's quite high. To downstairs people as well, that's the way to get to it. So in a way, it belongs to both of them. And therefore, since they did not make an eruv chatzeus together, so the halacha is asurim lo yitzisham kelim she pevatim. They can't bring it because they failed to make an eruv chatzeus, and this is an area that really is a combined area, and they did not make an eruv chatzeus together. So both the upstairs people can't bring anything on it, and certainly downstairs people also can't bring anything on it because it's shared and no eruv chatzeus was made. V'imim gvoyim mekarkoyis achotz asorot tfochim uvisoich asorot mepeses. What happens though, if it's extremely, extremely close to the upstairs, so we've got this mound, which is really within 4 tefachim, so in other words, it is right on hand reach level and access of the top floor people. So imagine we've got this pillar, which goes right next to the mepeses, all the way up, and it's very convenient for the upstairs people to just put their... It's really practical for them to place their...
On the mound.
On the mound, or a pillar, which goes all the way right next to the building, and it's very, very conveniently located for the upstairs people to put there. It's right next to it, so they can just put there.
You don't mound on this pillar.
In this picture there isn't, correct.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I know. I also would have suggested they should make one, but they didn't. Perhaps in the next edition. it's very convenient for them to put their, I don't know, their drink. I don't know. They would, it just reached. So if that's the case, so it's very much meant for the upstairs people. And therefore, it's considered their area. And therefore, if they have independently, the upstairs people have independently made an Eruv, so they can use that top pillar area. That's if it is within four tefachim, let me pass it four tefachim from the balcony. Pnei mepesim utorim, the pnei mepesim allowed to use it. Levishes tashmish sholem benachas milivnei achotzer. Said it is so easy for them to use it, so conveniently accessible for the top floor people. But if it is further than four tefachim from the balcony, so it's further away from the balcony, this pillar is that little bit further away. Half of b'shikvoyim asor, although it is 10 tefachim high. Although it is potentially quite high, but it is 4 tefachim or more away from the mepeses. Then really, it's not directly intended and meant and accessible for the top floor people. The only way to reach it is by throwing something on it. So you can either throw something on it from the top floor, or you can throw something from it from the ground floor. And therefore, it's equal access. And once it's equal access, it's also for both of them. Let me make that in one sense. It sounds quite complex, but it's really very, very simple. If you have this scenario of picture number one, but additionally, besides picture number one, you've got a ground floor and a top floor, and you've got a mepeses. Besides that, there's also a pillar or a mount right next to it. And we want to know, who is it meant for? Who is it meant for? So if it is right next to, if it's 10 tefachim, it's right next to the building. So we could argue that it's primarily meant for the top floor people, because they can just reach and put something on it. Therefore, since it's for them, so the halacha is that it is part of the Eruv Chatzes. If they made an Eruv, so that will be part of that, and therefore they can use it, and Shalom al Yisrael. If it's further away, then the halacha is it's not necessarily meant for them. The only way to reach that, the only way to access is by throwing something on it. So both the top floor people can do it and the ground floor people can do it. And since it's of equal accessibility, therefore it's considered an area which is access for both. And therefore, if they fail to make a combined of chatzeros, if they didn't do that, it will be also for both. But if they did do a combined of chatzeros, it's going to be mutter for both. Okay, that's with regards to the mound or the pillar next to the building. See, if Gimel is talking about hoysa matzeva arbot fochim lifnei ha-mepeses, if it is a matzeva, which is a similar kind of scenario. There's a building, a block, a matzeva, an erect kind of a stone or something which is right in front of it. So if it's habot tefachim lifnei mepeses, if it's four tefachim in front of the mepeses, hene mepeses oseres, the mepeses does not aser it, habnei achotzer on the chotzer, sher nechleko mehem, because it is a separate unit. Okay, and that's Siv Zayin. Again, this is exactly the same concept once again. Zizim ayotzim lakshon, protrusion, which is sticking out from the wall. I would have also liked a picture for this. It would have helped me. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know when they do and when they don't. There's no picture of Zizin. So Zizin is the protrusion sticking out of the building. Culturally, the matter of tefachim, if it's lower than 10 tefachim, has an extra ma'achotzim na'achotzim shtashmishon boy, mishtamshim boy. So since it is less than 10 tefachim, then really both could use it. And therefore, if they didn't make in a combined ev chatzeres, it's also for both. Culturally, the matter of tefachim, ma'alyonim asmuch l'ali. The top 20 tefachim, but the top 10 tefachim is meant for the top floor. And the ground 10 tefachim is meant for the bottom people. And in between, but the area between is also for both. And so the ground 10 tefachim is meant for the lower ones. The 10 top tefachim is meant for higher ones. And in between is meant for equal both and bottom, and that's also for both, therefore, if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. Okay, that's the concept. Now, moving on to Simon Shinayin Vav. Shinayin Vav goes into a topic of a be'er, a well between both Chatzeres. See picture one. Okay, imagine that case. Now, the well in between is used for... What's the well used for in picture number one? Have you got a picture? Have you got a picture? Must be the first picture in Shin Ein Vav. No.
Drinking.
That's it. It's a bay. It's a well. It's water source. Okay. Now I want to know, Now this is a really interesting question. Now I don't know if you've been to Yerushalayim in Me'al Shorim. You know there is still some water pits which still exist. It wasn't such a long time ago that people drew water in Yerushalayim from the. They still exist. Have you seen them in Me'al Shorim? There's water. You can just draw the water from. You can't anymore. But it was gives a bit of a sense what life was. So now I want to know if you've got a pit of water like this, like picture number one. Now there is a wall in between. I'd like to know, are the inhabitants, the residents of Bochas, are they allowed to take water from this? Yes or no on Shabbos? Are you allowed to take water from this boyer, from this pit?
So the wall separating.
Yeah, there is indeed a wall. Yeah, there's a wall separating it, and there's water in. You cannot see the problem.
It's in the
Rishos. In the Rishos? Good.
I don't understand this, Shabura. I mean, this
Shulchan Aruch? This picture?
The Mechaber, he's saying, on the one hand, you can't make an Erev because there's no Pesach and there's no Chanayim.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you can't use the boat unless there's a wall of, or there's some kind of chitzah.
Okay, very good.
Well, surely it's one and the same thing.
Good. So let's get to that. Let me just explain a little bit of the background of this. You're saying, sure, why not? There's a mechitza, this water is mine, this water is yours, and Shalom Israel. Very good. So the answer to your question, why you may not be right, is because of the nature of water. And that is, that if this would be something solid, you'd be right. If this would be potatoes in the pit, I would say you're 100% right. You take your potatoes, and I'm going to take my potatoes. But what about water? Does water stay in its place?
Because it might be his or
mine. Exactly. You can't tell if it's yours or mine. Now, what I'm quoting is the Gemara. The Gemara said that the nature of water is very different than potatoes. Well, the Gemara didn't say potatoes, but that's really what it means. That water flows. Now, in theory, so what could happen is if you take water from your side, it could very well be that it's not really your water. It could be that it's his water. And if I'm taking water, it could be... So we've got a bit of a problem with water. So the fact that we are making a separation on top, is that sufficient? Yes or no? And that's what Shulchan Aruch is, if Aleph is going to go into details now, speak a little bit about this. Now, you've got to see that there's a bit of a difference between picture number one and picture number two. Now, this is not a find the differences. It's not. Now, there is a important difference between picture number one and picture number two. Can you spot it?
It's the order of the test, Fochim and the Tefach. I've been trying to work this out, and it's hard to really...
It's very hard to read. Okay, let's see, look at the Shulchan Aruch. And see if he's going to help us understanding this picture. It really should be the picture helping us understand the Shulchan Aruch. But here we're going to try the other way around. Okay, boy, shebein shtei chatzeris. You've got a pit between both courtyards. Ve'ein beinei pesach oichaloin sheyochlu la'arev. And you don't have the opportunity of making eruv together. Now, you could easily make an eruv together if you just had a door in between, as we discussed extensively two simonim ago. That if you have a door or a window between, you can make an eruv. But here, you cannot make an eruv between. Between both courtyards. Okay. Hoshesh b'nei b'raev, or potentially there was a door, window, and it didn't make an eruv together. Now, ein memalin memenu b'shabbos, you may not take water from this pit. Helim kein ales. Hosu mechitza asor lemalo min amayim. You must have made a mechitza of 10 tefachim going up. This wall must be 10 tefachim. And plus, v'tzorich shiyeh tefach min hamechitza yoreh b'sich hamayim. And you must have one tefach, that much, one tefach going into the water. So not only the wall needs to be 10 up, but you also must have
one
tefach down into the water. What happens if the if was submerged and the mechitza was primarily in the water? You have to have at least one tefach going up. So what we are learning is that you must have at least, I must say, even now, I fail to understand this picture. So picture number one is meant to represent a 10 tefachim mechitza, of which one tefach is in the water. And picture number two is meant to be a submerged mechitza, 10 tefachim in the water, and one tefach up. No. Finally, case number three, that's a bit more straightforward. Similarly, if you put a plank of wood on the pit, if it's 4 tefachim wide, you can take water from either side. So on both sides, the point being, if we do understand these graphics, or we do not understand the graphic designer's intention, the idea of it is that because we are worried about the water floating, and I don't know for sure that the water which I'm taking here is mine, and you don't know if you're taking the water if it's yours, so therefore you need to have a mechitz 10 tefachim, and there must be one tefach at least going into the water. Why does that help? Because if there is one tefach in the water, that is like a nickel, it's like recognizable. Now this shows that it's going into the water, so it's making a artificial mechitza within the water, and therefore the fact that I'm taking it now is obviously mine. If you're taking from your side, it's obviously yours. So of course it's not making a real separation, the water could still be floating around. But it's a symbolic mechitza which shows that this is mine and this is yours. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Just like people going across.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. It's a good sushtel. Very good.
Does the wall go right down?
No, it does not go all the way down.
Just it goes from
one tefach down into the water. That's all it does. And that does the trick. You could ask me, hey, but it could still be that the water is going across. I say, yes, you're right. Water could still be floating around, but it's a symbolic mechitza, which makes it recognizable that this is yours and this is mine, and therefore it helps.
If the water goes below the wall, so
it will do a bit, I hope. It has to be one tefach in the water.
Yeah, what I mean to say, if the water doesn't touch the bottom of the wall, it goes, it's like completely flat underneath the wall, surface of the water.
Yeah.
Would that be a problem?
If the
wall's like a bridge.
Yeah. You mean in case number three?
Yes.
One, two, or three? Case number three?
One and two.
Yeah.
So you can say two. So if the water goes below the wall level, so there's a gap between the wall and the water.
Yeah, that wouldn't matter.
Is that a problem?
No. Very good. Okay, these are locks for this evening. Okay, we'll continue with Shem tomorrow. But I Mr. Shem, by tomorrow it should develop into, perhaps it's going to develop into a swimming pool. Yeah, that would be good, no? So we had a backyard swimming pool. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, good evening. Good evening, Abbas. Good evening.
Mr.
No, go straight to Mr. Lana. Mr. Lana, direct.